Wile E. Coyote hasn't always had the greatest life out in the wild.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
So some coyotes are moving into the city. And why not? There's a smorgasbord for coyotes in the city. We're in Lincoln Park in downtown Chicago. Coyotes are occasionally sighted around here. Rob Curtis has seen one in his neighborhood a few miles north of here, but the wildlife photographer had a close encounter with a coyote here in Lincoln Park.
Well, I knew that it was living there because people had seen it before, but I hadn't seen it. And then I was trying to photograph a rare bird that was in front of the fence there, and I was camouflaged, and it came up right on the other side of the fence without it noticing me, and it just walked on.
The coyotes eat just about anything they can get a hold of. Rats, young geese, squirrels, and sometimes pets. In the Chicago suburb Arlington Heights, coyotes have been a bit of a problem. Police Sergeant Nick Pecora says sometimes coyotes have been pretty brazen.
In the last 18 months, Arlington Heights has lost one Yorkshire Terrier taken off the patio in the owner's presence. And in one case, the dog had an electronic collar on, and when the coyote took it, received a shock and dropped the animal and ran away.
Pecora says some Arlington Heights residents haven't been too keen on what some see as an intruding predator.
Coyotes are indigenous to the area, and maybe it's the perception that this is a large animal, and you know, the bunnies, the skunks, the squirrels, that's what Arlington Heights is used to. And a 35-pound animal walking through the yard, I think they're perceived as the big bad wolf, if you will.
And although there hasn't been a documented case of a coyote attacking a human in more than 30 years in Illinois, some worry that that might change. Not too far away, researchers are putting radio collars on coyotes to see where they're going and what they're doing. Justin Brown is driving us around on a gravel road in a private game preserve smack dab in the middle of a suburban area. Brown is with a research project out of Ohio State University. He's just located the spot where a coyote is hiding. We can't see him, but we know he's there because of the signal his collar is emitting.
We very rarely see him, especially during the day. During the night, occasionally we'll get good visuals, but for the most part, during the daytimes, you never see him.
Brown and his colleagues are trying to figure out why there are so many more coyotes in the suburbs and cities. One of the reasons might be car and deer accidents. Coyotes feed on the carcasses. The huge increase in Canada geese is likely another reason.
Food ranges from deer to geese to even just dog food people leave out. For habitat, it can be anything, any little woodlot, anywhere that they can find a little hiding spot for the daytime, and then during the evenings they run a lot of areas you wouldn't expect. They pretty much run at all, anywhere that they might come across a meal.
You'd think there wouldn't be that many places for a coyote to hide in the city and suburbs, but Brown says they hide in parks, golf courses, and woodlots, graveyards, any place with a little cover. Brown's research team leader, Stan Garrett, estimates there are something like 2,000 coyotes in the Chicago metro area. Justin Brown says the truly amazing thing is that coyotes have learned to adapt so well and even survive a lot of automobile traffic.
We've actually seen the animals where they're actually figuring out traffic patterns. They know which roads go which ways. We'll see them cross roads where they'll actually look only the direction traffic should be coming and then go. So they've definitely figured out how the road systems work, and just amazing to see how they survive in this environment.
And the experts say the coyotes are probably here to stay. Most residents don't want the police to shoot the animals, so some municipalities have tried to trap and relocate them to a more rural area. But coyotes are very territorial, and they immediately head back to the place where they were trapped. Often they're hit by cars on the journey back, but sometimes they make it home, and the predator in the suburbs is back and hungry. For the GLRC, I'm Lester Graham.